Darren Hall, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.
Joining us in the studio is business leader and guru Hixonia Nyasulu for Boardroom 101. She has served on multiple global boards and is the perfect person to give you business advice. And this morning, we've got her back to discuss understanding the company's strategy and succession plan in this episode of Boardroom 101. Hello, Hixonia.
Hello, Darren.
So, understanding the company's strategy and succession plan.
Right.
Help me with this.
Strategy, quite obvious, because unless you understand where the company is going and the areas in which they want to grow, how are you going to know how to prepare yourself to be relevant in that environment, to be needed in that environment? Because if the company decided, let's take radio as an example, that things had changed and people for some obscure reason liked to have their DJs sitting up on a tree and, you know, broadcasting from a top of a tree. If you understood that that's what the trends are and where it's going and where your company wants to go, the most obvious thing for you is to skill yourself in the art of tree climbing.
For sure.
For sure. So, you know, that's a ridiculous example.
No, but that's a great example, yeah.
But it just tells you that unless you do those things, you're going to find yourself obsolete and irrelevant very quickly. The only way you can do that is to read up on your company strategy, which will be in their annual report, to go to town hall meetings with your CEO as they, you know, tell the people where the company is moving, what it's interested in, where its growth plans are going to take it. And as you sit through those, you should be thinking, wow, you know, for where I'm sitting, clearly, even before they say it, I can sense that division would be closed because they're moving in a different direction. Now, if they're moving in this direction, what skills do I have that would make me relevant for the direction that they're going? And how do I go about getting those skills for myself? And it is good to be very proactive to say to someone, your line manager, your CEO, did I understand you correctly when you said that the company is now shifting direction in this way because the trends are moving in that way? Confirm that that's the direction the company is going. What kind of people are you going to be needing as a company? Because when you understand where the company is going and you understand the type of people that it's going to be needing, you are at the forefront of understanding what you need to do to make sure that when the company changes direction, you change with it. So if you understand the succession plan and you know that you could fit into one of those, but maybe you're 5 years away from that, how do you quicken your movement into the senior ranks of that particular pipeline? And you do that by making sure that you understand the strategy, you understand the succession plans, you understand what you need, and can then move in and make sure that your line manager or the person you report to is aware that you need this kind of development to be able to bring you closer to the kind of pipeline that they're looking at for the future. So all of those things are linked. Understand where the company is going. Where are the growth drivers? Have they identified them? Do you have the skills to be taken as one of the people who should be in that pipeline? And that assessment happens all the time in boardrooms. Twice a year, the CEO would have to bring the succession plan to the board and say, you know, whereas Darren, a couple of months ago, we would have put as being 2 years away from being ready for this position. You know what? Tabani has arrived and he can get there quicker. So just as you thought you were 2 years away, somebody has come in who's 6 months away. And what you thought you know has been, you know, superseded by someone with better skills. So it's a game of chess. And you've got to be on the ball and you've got to understand where the company is going, what the succession plans are, and how you fit into those.
It's fascinating stuff. This has been another episode of Boardroom 101 with Hixonia. Thank you, Hixonia.
Thank you, Darren.
If you missed today's episode with Hixonia Nyasulu, head on over to our podcast section right now, ecr.co.za, and click on East Coast Breakfast, and then share this with absolutely everyone who wants to get ahead in business, not just survive and get surprised, but actually get ahead in business. For more information on today's topic, just head on over to htothepowerofyou.com. boardroomboardroom.com, and make sure you tune in every Monday morning just after 10 to 7 for Boardroom 101.
Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.